Learning Masech this day in the Fam and Beis and Beis. The Amid starts with Din, where the Mishnah said, "A Chaychen es a Psila. Can't cut a wick. If you want to make from one wick into two wicks, can't cut a wick into two parts." And Yehuda says, "Chaycha ba'ar, you could cut it with fire." And the Gemara says, "Kasha Maishna Mesakin, the Kamasakin Mana." Why do we say that you can't cut it with a knife? Because that's Tikkun Mana. Ba'ar Nami Kamasakin Mana. When you cut it with fire, also it's Mesakin Mana. So Tani Abchia, "Chaycha ba'ar b'fi shtei neiris." You put the one wick into two neiris, and then you make a fire in between, and then the wick will split into two, and you'll have two neiris that are lit. And Rashi explains, why isn't that Mesakin Mana? Doesn't look like you're trying to Mesakin Mana, you're just doing it for lighting. Vice dice, it's not Mamisha Mesakin Mana, so if it's not Muchach, you don't see the Tikkun Mana, Chazal Amekel. Shainim bring the Yerushalmi, that it's only Mut if you need both neiris. If you take one, two neiris, and you want a wick in each one, you have one wick, you can put it in between the two neiris, and you can light the two neiris. But let's say you don't want both neiris, right? So then the Yerushalmi is saying that it would be asur. The Shulchan Aruch also passes that way. Why is it asur if you don't need both neiris? The Mishnah Berurah says because that's right, the muchach that you're doing with the tikkuni mana. If the pshat is you want both neiris, so it looks like you're lighting two neiris, but if you only need one neir, so why do you light the other neir? Vice versa, you're trying to separate the wick. That's right, the muchach to the tikkuni mana. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Now the Paiskim, the Rif, and the Rambam, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mutter, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that way. The Rosh is bothered because the Mishnah is a little mashma that the Chachamim argue. The Mishnah says, "Ein chaychen es apsil l'shtayim." Rabbi Yehuda omer chaych ba'ar. Sounds like the Tanakhama holds period you can't be chaytech. So why do you paskin Rabbi Yehuda connected the Tanakhama? So it's a good shaila. The Beis Yosef says because then the next Gemara of Tani bar Kapara. Vav Dvarim Nemru B'Psila, Tani Bar Kapara, his Mashmi is telling you Allah Chal Namaisa, he's saying the Braisa Stam, so that's why we paskin that way. Also the Be'alacha discusses, Chaycha Ba'ar, Chaycha very often means with a kli, with the scissors. What about if you're ripping it? Usually when you're ripping it, it says Kaira, right? If you're cutting it with your hand, usually you wouldn't use the word Chitoch. Chitoch usually means with a kli. So Azai, if the Mishnah would just say in Chaychen Esav Silu L'Shtayim, you would think that means Dafka with a scissors or a knife. So Azai Kleid the Mishnah Berurah, but he says it's not Mashma that way, because the only Eitz that the Gemara gives is Chaycha Ba'ar. There, it's not Muchach, it's the Kunei Mana. It's Mashma if you're doing it B'yad, and then it would be Muchach, it's the Kunei Mana, it would be Asir. So he Kleid the Shaila, but Pashtus it's Asir, but he says, but the Rambam's Mefurish that it's Mutter. The Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah, he says, "V'lo chaychen eisel l'shnayim b'kli." Perek dal alach hazayin al chazyamtiv, and that's klai b'yad is mutter. And where the Rambam get it from? Because of the six things that Bar Kapara said, the three of them to be mekel, one of them was memacha b'yad. What does it mean memacha b'yad? Normally, you think it means to squash it to make it a little bit better. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayim says klai not that way. The Rambam says v'asa chatichas psila b'sakan ibn Mitzrayim. Again, he's saying with a kli, with a knife or a scissor, b'sakan manu ulamacha biyad mutter. Sounds like he holds ulamacha biyad means to cut it with your hand. So he says maybe the Rambam's shitasik, that's his taiching ulamacha biyad. Maybe other rishonim that hold not that way. I'm not sure. Rashi just says tikkun kalachiyad. He doesn't explain exactly what it is. He says, maybe other mefarshim that say not the way, but all not the way. But he says, he brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's matte. The Maisi is, he blinds with the Tzarech Ian, if it's only B'kli even B'yat. Good, now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara discusses a sugya, at least according to some Rishayim, Vaita in the sugya of Machshirin. The Mishnah says, among other things, Ein Gorfim Taner V'Kirayim. You can't clean out an oven. Clean out from what? Rashi says, if let's say things fell into the oven from the insulation that you put up, the cement that you're holding together, the oven, and garfada. So why the Mesakin Manahu? Why is Mesakin Manah? And he explains, And it goes like the Rabbanan that Mashiach HaNefesh is Asir. And then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, my time is in the Gemsakimana, that's why it's Asir. Then go for the Tanukra. And Tanukra, Bechia, Be'ezef, Kamen, Ev, Nachman, Im Yev, Shal, Lefais, Elim, Ken, Garfay, Mutter. If you can't bake without cleaning it out, then it's Mutter. And Rashi says, Kerev Yehuda. So Rashi says, the Mishnah is answering like the Rabbanan, Mesakimana. And the Gemara that says it's Mutter, Me'ev, Shal, Lefais, Elim, Ken, Garfay, that's Kerev Yehuda. It's arguing the Bryce and the Mishnah. In the Machloikis, the Mishnah and the Bryce. And then the Gemara says that Abchia's wife and the brick fell into the tanner on Yom Tov, and Abchia told to make sure to make me bread and make sure that an arif demali is sabina. And Rava told his servant to be very careful with the duck that you're roasting, that it shouldn't burn. So you see that they will matter to matter kind of a crime. And Rashi says it goes to Gabi Yehuda that Mashiach al Nefesh is mutter. Now the Rishayim, the Rambanim Lachamis in particular, and Daf Chavezim and Aleph, has a shayla, the three sugyas that seem to say three different psakim about makshir. The sugya Chavezim and Aleph, way back, has a question: are you allowed to extinguish a candle if it's necessary for davar acher? For tashmish amita, are you allowed to extinguish the candle? And the Gemara says you're not. You can have other eitzes, you could go to a different room, you could make a mechitza, you could be kaif a kli, but if you can't do that, too bad. It's asr. Gemara in Akasha, the Brisa says, you are allowed to extinguish a log in order that it shouldn't smoke up the house or smoke up the pot. And the Gemara says, well, that goes like a Yehuda. I'm telling you like the Rabbanan. And then the Gemara brings the other Shaila, are you allowed to put out a fire? If the house goes on fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it out? If it's a Sakan, of course you're allowed to, but if it's just Ibn Mammon. So Gemara says, it's Aser. Same question, you're not going to have a house to live in. That's already like it's Tzayuch Echol Nefesh, but it's Mechshirin. So the Gemara says, according to Behuda, that will be according to Behuda, you're allowed to extinguish the log, the house shouldn't smoke up, so who would then you be allowed to put out the fire in the house? I'm going like the Rabbanan. So that sugi sounds like, we go like the Rabbanan, and Mechshirin are Aser. It's Aser to put out an air for Tashmish Amita. It's Aser to extinguish a log so that the house or the pot shouldn't get smoked up. It's Aser to put out a fire in order to save the house. That's the first sugya. Daf Chavezim and Aleph, and they're unequivocally Aser. Then we had a sugya a little bit before the sugya, Daf Chavezim and Beis, the sugya about sharpening knives and about preparing spits. And there the Gemara goes like Rabbi Yehuda. There the Gemara's passage is like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Halacha ve'ein Meirin Kein. Halacha ve'ein Meirin Kein. He was sharpening his knife on a basket. And he asked him, are you sharpening? He was just removing grease. And he said, I'm removing grease, but I understood from him that he was really sharpening it. And why didn't he tell me he was sharpening? Because halacha ve'ein meirin kein. That's the halacha. You don't have to stop anyone from doing it. If anyone knows the halacha, you can do it. You can't paskin that way. So that's the second thing. On the after of days, we said, asr. On the after of ches, we said, halacha ve'ein meirin kein. And then in our sugya, which is also makshirin, about cleaning out the tanner, we say it's mutter. It was Meirin Kein. He told his wife. Rava told the servant. So what's going on? As I fact, the Ramban and Melchamis on earlier on Afra Bezim and Aleph. So like the Ramban, I guess me the Raisa we pass him like a Behuda, but the Chachamim weren't Seimich on it in all cases. It depends. If we're not discussing real Eichel Nefesh, we're discussing Tashmish Hamita, we're discussing saving the house, that's not real Eichel Nefesh. So then, even though Rabbi Yehuda would hold that anything which is Deicha Yantav, Mechshirim, or also Deicha Yantav, we don't pass in that way. If it's not Echel Nefesh, it's just that the house shouldn't get smoky because he needs a place to eat or the kalim that he needs to eat on Tashemitah, that's all not Echel Nefesh. And then we're not Matam Mechshirim, we say Asur. In our sugya, it's Echel Nefesh Mamish. You have to bake bread, you need food, it's for food. If it's for food preparation, actual food preparation, then Achshirim Amutter and even Meirin Kein. So what do we do with the sugya of Chav Chesem and Beis? He says, there, you don't need it so much. An oven is necessary. An oven is a necessity. Without an oven, you can't live. Can't prepare food, at least. And Memela, it's Mutter. A knife, you could always borrow a knife. So there, they weren't making so much. They were matter with the Shinui. They said, Allah, they Meirin Kein. It's not such a problem of Simchas Yomtiv. That's what the Ramban says in Lechamis, and the Rajman around also bring that. So it's one mahalach in the Rishon. That Machshirim is mutter, Sometimes they said it was also when it's not negayah to echel nefesh. That's the Gemara Chavveis. Negayah to smoking up the house, atash shemita. Sometimes they said it's mutter legami when it's negayah to echel nefesh and it's a necessity. That's our sugya. When it's negayah to echel nefesh and it's not a real necessity, halacha ve'emarin kein. That's the sheet of the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Rav. Now, in the sugya early on the Daf Chav Beis, there's another mahalach, the Baal Amar. And also, the first teres of the Taiz and Rosh also go with that mahalach. They say when the Gemara there said Asr, the reason why he said Asr was because Ein Meirin Kein. It's not a stira, the Gemara Chav Beis, that says by Tash Shemita, and by putting out fire so that your house shouldn't get destroyed, or putting out a log so the house shouldn't get smoky, it says Asr, that fits with Ein Meirin Kein. Asr means Ein Meirin Kein. It's really Mutter Mikra Adin. But how do we paskin? We paskin Asr. That's Halacha Ein Meirin Kein. That's the Baal Amar, and that's the first teres of the Taisus and the Rosh. The Taisus and the Rosh second teres seems similar to the Ramban. That since it's not Echel Nefesh Mamish, there are more Machmir. That's like the Ramban's teres. So that's another Mahalach. That we're not Mechalach between different types of Machshirin. The Halacha is Halacha Ein Meirin Kein. The first teres of Taisus and the Rosh, the second teres of Taisus and the Rosh is saying we're Mechalach. That Echel Nefesh Mamish, we're Paskin its Mutter, but there's not Echel Nefesh Mamish. But the first teretz is, in both cases are the same, we pask in halacha, the halacha is that it's mutter, ve'ein meirin kein, we don't pask in that it's mutter, ein meirin kein. Now there's one other mahalach, the Magen Mishnah, when he holds the Rif in the Rambam, he holds in the Rif in the Rambam that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And we mentioned this earlier on Daf Chesim and Beis, that they hold, the Magen Mishnah is learning up, and the Rambam is more that way, that this ein meirin kein is just ein meirin that you could sharpen the knife on wood, on a mashkeza shel eitz. That's why it's ein meirin kein, because you might sharpen it with a mashkeza shel eivin. Mashkeza shel eivin is aser mikir adin, and a mashkeza shel eitz is aser, that's ein meirin kein. So the Magen Mishnah learns up in the Rambam that we paskin makshir ma'aser. Happens to be Chazal allowed you to use, it's kalacha yad, it's not a real tikkun mana, they allowed you to use a mashkeza shel eitz, and that's ein meirin kein. But as far as Rabbi Yehuda, it's not halacha altogether. We pass like the Rabbanan. So according to that, it's very good, the sugya earlier, on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, that of course you can't be mechabed the ner mnei davar acher or mechabed the bekash le asher nebais, because you pass like the Rabbanan. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is, and there's a problem with the Magen Mishnah, the Fi, the Rambam, and the Rif, and it's a problem with the Baal Amar, and the first days of Taiz in the Rush. If you're going to say that there's no chiluk between makshirin, and the Gemara on Chav Beis either means when it says aser halacha ve'emarin kein, or it's taka aser, we pass like the Rabbanan, and the Gemara on Chav Chesim Beis is mutter even according to the Rabbanan because it's with the Shina, and that's emarin kein. Either way you want to learn, but what do you do with Agamar? Agamar says that greifus tana v'karayim is mutter when you can't be eifa without it. That seems to be clearly that makshirim is mutter. So what do we do? The teretz is, according to the Baal Amar, and according to the first teretz of Tosfos and the Rosh, and according to the Rambam, according to the last of Magen Mishnah, this Gemara is not Tumah Makshirim. The greatest Tana V'Krayim in this Gemara is not a Malacha altogether. And as they state in the Rosh over here says like this, Hach Greifer D'Shmaitzim Mayer Kishnafel L'Teich HaTanim and the L'Teich Shal Tanim. That's like what Rashi said also, the Tveil and the Teich fell into the Tanim. And he says, "Vein sar kol kach of grave as well shall he pass no shliga pass shliga betzli v'yachrech." He really don't need the grave for so much. The tanner is in full working order. What do you need it for? Because otherwise it's going to get messed up. The pass won't be nice. It will touch the pass. The pass will get black. The tzli will get black. I feel lucky to rule. Why? She'ein bela is a tiltul ba'alma. So the Rosh is saying that our Gemara, since the oven works without it, and the whole grave is only for the purpose of making the pass nice and making the tzli nice, so kunde is not a malacha altogether. It's ein be'el is a tiltu ba'alma. Problem is, what do we do with the Gemara in the Chav Chesim and Beis? The Gemara there says, Darish of chista v'teim rav yosef, echad sakin shenivkama, v'echad shput shenirtsev, echad greifus taner v'kirayim, b'yantiv, manu malachayik shvidim rabbanam. So you see that greifus taner v'kirayim b'yantiv is a malacha. So it sounds like the Rosh is saying, our sugya is Tumah the Tiach and the Tefillah came in, and that's not a malacha. That sugya is a malacha. I'm not sure exactly what that sugya is talking about. But there's a chilek in our sugya and that sugya. So kumta is like this. According to these rishonim again, according to the Milchamis, and the Rashi and the Ran that bring the Milchamis, and the second teretz of Tosfos and the Rosh, there are different types of makshir. When it's negay to eichel nefesh mamish, when it's not negay to eichel nefesh at all, we paskin that it's aser. When it's negay to eichel nefesh mamish, if it's necessary, our sugya, we paskin it's mutter. If it's not as necessary, sugya of chesed veis, we paskin lachem eimarim king. But according to the Baal Amar, and the first teretz of Tosfos and the Rosh, and the Rambam, according to the Magen Mishnah, there's no difference in makshirim. All makshirim are either aser, or all makshirim are malachim ve'emarin kein. So what's pshat in our sugya? Our sugya is not a malacha altogether. What do we do with the Gemara there that says the greatest time of the Kirayim is a machlokes shebhut in the Rabbanan? That's a different greatest time of the Kirayim than our sugya. You see, Rashi was learning in our Gemara, ain't greatest time of the Kirayim, Rashi says, goes like the Rabbanan. And in Ef Shal Efes Elam Ken Garfim Mutter, Rashi says it goes like a Behuda. The Mishnah is arguing the Brisa. The Rosh and the Rambam aren't learning that way. The Rosh and the Rambam are learning it's one thing. If you could bake without it, you don't do it because it's a tircha. And if you can't bake without it, you do it. But the grave is not a malach altogether. But the Mishnah, nothing's a Behuda, nothing's a Rabbanan. It's tam a tircha, and there's no Masak and Mana here. And they will matter the tircha if it will be difficult to bake without it. That is an afkemina lahalacha, because the Rashman of Eitz HaKadosh says that grave for satana is only mutter for fell on yamtif, because it has to be Evshem Yasmal. Magen Avraham says even if fell on Erev Yantif, you didn't know about it, it's also called the Evshem Yasmal. But let's say he could have done a Erev Yantif, it's Aser. But that works l'shitasei. If you hold this sugi is Toman HaMalacha, like Rashi says, it's Mesak Emana. And the Heter is Rav Yehuda, like the Ramban on Lecham is old, like the Rashman the Ran. So Mimela, of course, it's only Mut if you couldn't do an Erev Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda, it's a first Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda only holds the Machshim when it's the Evshim Erev Yantif. But if you hold, like the Magen Mishnah B'dasa Rambam, that we paskin like the Rabbanan, or like the Baal Amar, and the first time it says in Russia, we paskin all the time Malacha Verin Kain, so what's the Pshat in our sugya? You have to say our sugya is Mechalman Amalacha. So then, even if it was, you could have done an Erev Yantif, it's Mutter. It's not doing Machshirim. And then I found the Bi'alacha, Mamish says all this rate. The Bi'alacha asks this kasha. Because the Magen Mishnah says this in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam, he brings down the Rashba. The Magen Mishnah brings the Rashba that says that Greifas Tana is only Mutter when you couldn't do yes. He says, but the Rambam is not Mechalik. Teretz is Pashit. The Rambam can't hold that way. The Rambam doesn't pass like a Buddha according to the Magen Mishnah. Obviously, the Rambam holds that there's no Malacha. If there's no Malacha, then it's Mutter even if it's Efshem Mesmo. So I sort of be Alacha Mamish asks his kasha on the Magen Mishnah, like we're asking, how could you say greatest time of crime is not a malacha, when the Gemara and the Afchav Chesu says greatest time of crime is a pluk derbid of Rabbanan, and it brings the Teretz b'shem Agoyin of Yenison, the Pirush Alachos Yantiv. I couldn't find the Pirush. I think it means Rabbi Yenison Aipshitz. That's talking about a different greatest time. That greatest time is Makiva Bandish. Here we're talking about a different greatest time. And he says, the Elishama says it, and the Rosh Yosef Rada Usai Sur says it. So Kama Achreinim say this Vart. And this Vart is specifically in the Rishainim that hold that all Makshirim are Asir. So the male of this Gemara has to be Tumai Sana Malacha. I, the Gemara, earlier says, Greifest Tan of a Kraim is a Machalikish Vinir Bana. You have to make two different Greifest Kam Tan of a Kiraim. As they bring to be Alacha from Rabbi Yenison, and the Elishamas, and as they state the Rosh Yosef. The Maya said, to be Alacha Paskins, like the other Rishainim, that when it's Efshim Erev Yantif, it's Taka Aser, he's Machmel like the other Rishayim, he wants to say in the Rambam, what's these players that the Rambam means that, not like the Magen Mishnah. But that's the two Malachim in the Sugya. Now the Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara discusses using mud to insulate your tanner. The Gemara said that Ravina told Rav Ashi, Rav Achim Hutzel told him that you insulate your tanner with mud, you shmei mud on it. He said that I get the mud from the racks of the paris. It's not a problem to gibel to make the mud on yantif, because I don't make the mud on yantif. It's there's plenty of mud there on the ricks of the paris, but it has to be that you set it aside from the day before. Then Ravina says with kit mashari, ashes are mutter. Rashi says in the Rif Russo that enichanami, you can't take offer and make the mud from dirt and make mud out of it, because that's going to be gibel, that's going to be lisha. But ashes is lav bar gibel, it doesn't really make a paste, it's lav bar gibel, And Mimela, it's not a problem of lush. So Tais has a kasha, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Afechesim, that Eifer is also a problem. So Rabbein Tam learns that the Eifer that you're dealing with is without Gibel. You're just taking the ashes alone, insulating the Tana with ashes, or you already did the Gibel from the day before. Right? So Rashi and the Riv say it means that you're mixing the Eifer with water and using it, and they say Lav Bar Gibel. And Tais says, no, of course it's lush by ashes. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos, you didn't do Gibel with it. But the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam is, like the Rashba asks, so why does he switch to Afer? Afer also be mutter. The chilek isn't between Afer and Afer. The chilek is between if you're mixing it with water, or you did it the day before, or you do it without mixing it with water, and that'll be mutter by Afer also. So the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam that by Afer, even if you didn't mix it with water, it's also Shemi Yimareach. But both the Rosh and the Rashba ask, there's no Shemi Yimareach, otherwise, even when you have the racks of the parts, also you have a problem with Shemi and Mareach. So that's a good kasha in a minute time. I don't have the teretz. But there's two mahalchim why Afer is mutter. There's two mahalchim and an answer to this kasha that it says it's about Gibel. The Rashba, and he's not saying this in Rashi and the Rif, he's saying it on his own thing, that the difference is that by Afer, you could be Megabal Me'esmo. He's also learning his Mechshir. And as what's wrong with making the Afer? It's Makshirim. So it's Makshirim. So if you could do a Me'asmol, so then you have to do a Me'asmol. It's Asir. If you can't, then it's Makshirim Shehav Shemesmol. So it's Mutter. So that's the Chilik. By Afar, it's the Ef Shemesmol. Because if you would go and make the mud, make the paste from the Afar Me'asmol, it will still be around. So Memela, you have to do it before Yamdif. But by Afer, you can't. If you would go and try to make a paste out of Afer before Yom Tov, it won't last. It'll dry up. So, that's what you could do on Yom Tov. That's the Rashi's Mahalach. But that's not like Rashi and the Rif that both say it's Lav Bar Gibel. He's saying it is a Bar Gibel, just you let it be Megabel because it's Yav Shem Yasmo. So the Ran and the Ra'ah hold that this thing is not called Makshirim. I'm not 100% sure the Pshat in that. But the Ran and the Ra'ah say that when you go and Yuma Mareach an oven, that's called Eichel Nefesh. That's like lining up the oven. So, even being Megabal advice, they hold, even going and making the Lisha here, that's not Machshirim. That's like Havar Gufe. It's Meshamed Achaim, and the male it's Mutta, even if it's Asher Me'asmo. So what's the Pshat that it's Asher to be Megabal? If it's Eichel Nefesh, so what's the Isser? So he says, that's the Isser Derabbanan, because it looks like you're making a binyan. It's like Uvda Dechayel, it looks like you're making cement for a binyan. But Afer, which is not a Bar Gibel, so you don't have the Issa, it doesn't look like you're making cement for a binyan. If there would be an Issa Lisha, there'd be an Issa Lisha on Afer also. But since there's no Issa Lisha, it's Eichel Nefesh. It's not even Machshirin, even if it's Efshem Esmol, it's Mutter. It's Eichel Nefesh Mamish. What's the problem with making the Offer? The problem with making the Tin out of Offer is because it looks like it's Minar Abana, it's magically like you're making a Gibel a binyan. By the Afer, Kipmah Shari, it's not something you'll make for a binyan. It doesn't mean that it's not Lisha. It's not something you'll make for a binyan and Memel it's Mutter. So one final inyan. The Mishnah talks about putting together two chavies, Makif and Shtei Chavis, to put a pan on top of them. And that's a problem of Ohel. And if Nachman had said that Avanim shall be Sakise Mutal Tzadid and Beyantif, you'll have to put together two big stones that you should sit on it to use it for a Sakise, with a space in the middle. And the Gemara's kasha was, so what's the difference in that and putting together the two chavis? And the Gemara says, are you making an oil? And are you not making an oil? So I think we're asked the following question. Amalei Rabba Zuta L'Ravashi. Elamayat Abanet Staba B'Yantiv D'Yavit Oilo Hachanami D'Shoy. If you're making a stage on Yantiv, you're not making an oil. Would that also be Mutter? So the Gemara answered, Amalei Hasan Binyan Kavua Asur Teir Binyan Arai Loi Asur Teir. The Teir only asked it to make a permanent structure, but not a temporary structure. The gazer abanan a binyan arai misha binyan kavat, and the rabbanan will gazer on a binyan arai exerim because of a binyan kavat. V'achem shen kvayd la gazer abanan he have covered a bris, and they weren't gazer. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the end is in Mishin Yud Beis. Now, the Bialach at the beginning of Simon Shintas Vav asked the following question. There the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an issur to make an oil arai. What's an oil arai? Only a roof. But mechitza samutter. A mechitza is only asr when you're making it to be matter something, like for sukkah or to be matter total. But otherwise, you're allowed to make a mechitza arai. So fekta bi'alacha, here it says you can't make a binyan arai. It's only mutim mishum kvaydei. And there it says you could make a mechitza arai. What's the difference between a binyan arai, which is mavur here that it's aser, and a mechitza arai, which in Shin Tes Vav it says it's mutter? So he writes two mahalachim. The first mahalach is, this is made out of stone. Stone is a building material. Stone is a derech binyan. There we're talking about a mechitza. It's made from a curtain. It's made with a mat. It's not a binyan material. But then we'll come out of big chumrah. That even if you make a temporary mechitza, it depends. If you make a temporary mechitza out of material that you don't use for a permanent mechitza, like a curtain or a mat, then it's mutter. But if you can make a temporary mechitza out of stones or bricks, it'll be aser, even though the mechitza is only a temporary mechitza. But then he says another mahalach, that if the purpose of the structure is a mechitza, meaning a divider, something to separate two rishuyas, there, if it's temporary, it's mutter. When you're setting up stones, there, you're using the stones. You're sitting on the stones. That's itstaba. That's the Gemara's lashon. Very different than a mechitza. Mechitza is not as chashiv. A mechitza, which is arai, is mutter. But a binyan arai is aser. And a mechitza is not a binyan because it doesn't have kashivas. It's not being used by itself. It's just using to as a divider to separate two things. And then, it's mutter as long as it's arai. But here we're talking about it's a stab, it's making a stage. So male, that will be aser, if not because of covered abrius. So male, to feed the second malach, if what you're making is only a mechitza, even if you're making it out of stones, but if you're moving a stone, let's say, to be a mechitza between two places, you're not using the stone, that will be mutter, as even if it's made out of stone, as long as it's a rai. Those are the two mahalchim and the bialachim.